A new study from Denmark concludes that many diabetics can improve their health dramatically through a strict program of exercise, diet, and drug treatment. The study, published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine, finds the regimen can cut in half the number of heart attacks and other serious complications of diabetes. Leaders in health say the Danish success may be hard to translate to the U.S. because tens of millions of Americans lack health insurance or drug coverage. But a new trend in managed care may at least help those diabetics who do have coverage. Here are two reports, the first from NPR's Richard Knox.
Few diseases have the impact of type 2 diabetes, by far the most common kind. 16 million Americans have the disease, although a third don't know it, and the numbers are growing fast since type 2 diabetes is associated with obesity and lack of exercise. One thing diabetes does is damage the heart and blood vessels, so it's significant when a Copenhagen group reports their treatment produced a dramatic reduction in what they call cardiovascular events, heart attacks, strokes, heart surgery, and amputations. Dr. Olaf Pedersen is with the Steno Diabetes Center in Copenhagen.
There's about 50% reduction in cardiovascular events in those who were offered a very focused and intensive treatment and where we have very ambitious treatment goals.
Patients were treated by a doctor, a nurse, and a dietitian. They got individual consultations every 3 months. They got special smoking cessation programs. Patients were encouraged to eat a low-fat diet rich in vegetables and fish every day. They were urged to exercise. Many patients failed to meet the treatment goals. Only 15% of the intensively treated group got their average blood sugar readings within a normal range. They did much better on other goals.
70% of the patients in the intensive group, in fact, reached the treatment goal for cholesterol.
About the same proportion reached the stringent blood pressure targets. But when it came to behavioral changes, it was a different story. The intensively treated group fell far short of exercise goals over the 8-year course of the study, and efforts to get them to stop smoking were an utter failure.
Concerning smoking cessation, we were very disappointed, but I think we should not give up here.
So in all, the Danish patients had mixed success in achieving treatment targets, but even this mixed success produced big gains. Pedersen attributes that to a gung-ho attitude among caregivers.
When the patients have been followed here by a team who are very skilled and very enthusiastic, the patients do much better.
That kind of care is not the norm in America, even though the nation spends $44 billion a year to treat diabetes. Dr. Eugene Barrett is president-elect of the American Diabetes Association. He says most patients do not meet treatment goals for cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar.
I would say if we were doing it in 30% of people, I'd be surprised.
Part of the reason is economic. Unlike their Danish counterparts, many U.S. patients don't have coverage for the drugs diabetes patients need.
The sort of treatment that would be implied by some of the interventions that were made here would easily cost an individual $500 to $1,000 a month in medications. That, for some people, our Medicare population, for example, is not a trivial issue.
But for Americans who do have drug coverage, Barrett says, the dramatic gains in the Danish study are achievable. It just takes focus, motivation, and a better way of organizing diabetes care. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.